Penguin Random House Audio presents The Malaria Project, the U.S. government's secret mission to find a miracle cure, by Karen M. Masterson. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Prologue. A decade ago, I knew as much about malaria as I did about professional football. That is to say, almost nothing. This killer disease occupied little of my thinking as I chased down U.S. senators and congressional leaders and wrote daily political stories from Capitol Hill for the Houston Chronicle. Little did I know that I would soon cross the globe, go back to school, and spend hours in reading rooms flipping through archived boxes of moldy records. One box at the National Archives smelled so strongly of ammonia, I closed it and returned it to the counter unread. I did all this to understand why malaria is still around. It is probably the most studied disease of all time, and yet it persists, even in the face of the hottest new science in Western medicine. It's both preventable and curable. We've even deciphered its genetic codes. Still, it remains among the top killers of African children, at a rate of 2 per minute. By a fluke, malaria crept into my intellectual pursuits. I had quit my job as a national reporter to explore my interests in science and medical writing, both of which I had done before coming to Washington. I accepted a teaching fellowship at Johns Hopkins University, where I studied the history of medicine, and I took a course in mining the National Archives to learn how to find its buried historical treasures. There, in a hushed reading room of the